future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be hosting the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Today is Tuesday. It's the 3rd of April, 2018. Bitcoin is currently trading at $7,460, which is trading up 6%. Ethereum is currently trading at $409. That's up 6% as well. Litecoin is currently trading at $132. That's up nearly 12% today. And EOS is currently trading at $6, and that's up 4% today. The market cap for the crypto space is $280 billion. Bitcoin's dominance of that is 45.1%, which is interesting because back in the kind of the bull market, November 2017, December 2017, January of this year, we saw an absolute run in the crypto space, but we also saw Bitcoin's dominance go down. It got to a low of, I think, around 24%. And then as the market comes down, we're seeing more capital move into Bitcoin and we're seeing the dominance increase. So that's pretty interesting to see as well. What's also interesting is the volume, right? Because there's a strong correlation between the market cap and the volume. So we're seeing volume at nearly an all-time low in the last kind of couple of weeks. The volume today so far has been $13 billion. Now, to put this in perspective, at the peak we saw, and that was back in January 8th, we saw volume of $44 billion. So you can see the kind of decrease there, and that has a strong correlation with the market cap itself, which is pretty interesting to see. We're also seeing, as everyone knows, more and more cryptocurrencies. There's currently 1,599 in circulation, which is interesting because when we first started the podcast, I think there was like 200 or 250, and we've just seen that number grow day by day, hour by hour in some cases. So that's been interesting to watch. But anyway, let's jump to the next part of the show.
Crypto news flash. Crypto news stories from around the world.
Regulatory uncertainty could kill 10% of crypto hedge funds by 2019. Interesting story. Entertaining as well, so let's jump into it. Cryptocurrency hedge funds could face a transformative year in 2018. As a source warned, 10% close in the next 8 months. Bloomberg reported April 2nd that lower prices across cryptocurrency assets have accompanied a market slowdown in the number of hedge funds opening. In 2017, over 170 began trading, while in the first 3 months of 2018, only 20 new players have appeared. At the same time, several funds have already closed, with one, Alpha Protocol, directly citing potential regulatory and market risks in its decision to refund investors' deposits. New capital has slowed, even for a high-profile fund like ours. Kyle Samini, co-founder of US-based Multicoin Capital, told Bloomberg in an email. Not only market health, but regulatory uncertainty appears to be driving shifts in sentiment. As Cointelegraph reported, US regulators, the Security and Exchange Commission, the SEC, is reportedly preparing to inspect as many as 100 hedge funds. And this is what Carl actually said to Bloomberg. We still don't have the complete clarity as to whether we're actually completely kosher. I mean, how could you say that? No wonder he closed his fund. But while there's still more than 220 funds in operation, some sources fear that only 50 will be able to raise sufficient capital to serve institutional money in the long term, which is extremely interesting since you meet a lot of people, I do especially, who are always like trying to open funds, who actually don't have any real experience or don't actually have a structure in which they are preparing to do KYC, kind of like basic stuff in the financial world. None of these guys are prepared for that. So it's super interesting to read this story and actually see this kind of playing out, right? Like when you meet these guys, you kind of know anyway, but it's interesting to see this play out, and I'll be interested to keep you guys posted on this as well, because it's definitely of interest. Bitcoin-friendly Overstock.com abandoned secondary stock offering amid falling share price. Now, this is actually like a story we've seen play out in many different areas. The first part of this, because there's two parts, was a lot of companies that had connections to the blockchain or crypto space last year, and these are publicly traded companies, did extremely well. There was a lot of hype behind it. Say if they I don't know, like had a product that was used in a mining rig and everyone started mining, their share price would just jump through the roof. Or if they're a website and they accepted Bitcoin, you know, through their retail offering, that would also go through the roof because they were connected in some way or shape or form to the crypto space or blockchain space. So what we're starting to see now is this kind of cooling down and in some ways actually affecting companies. So here's an example. Overstock.com, the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin as a payment option in 2014, has decided to pull its secondary stock offering due to its continuing falling share price, the Wall Street Journal reported yesterday. The company had seen its shares skyrocket last year as news broke that Overstock would be developing an alternative initial coin offering trading platform. However, after reports at the beginning of the month that the US Securities and Exchange Commission was looking into T0, Overstock's crypto subsidiary, as part of its overall cryptocurrency probe, the company saw its share price drop around 10%. After hiring financial advisory firm Guggenheim Securities, which presented the option to sell the e-commerce business, an idea that Overstock CEO Patrick Brin put forward last December, albeit as a way to fund a blockchain venture, Overstock decided to release the secondary share offering of 4 million new shares. According to Wall Street Journal, the company had begun exploring moves to prevent more losses after their share price fell 15% on March 15th. Ironic that. The release of the company's surprisingly weak fourth quarter earnings report, as well as dropping 10% when the secondary share offering was first announced last week. Sum, the president of Overstock, told the Wall Street Journal that given the market volatility and price, we are terminating the offering in reference to the decision to pull the stock offering during yesterday's last trading hour, adding that they will continue to pursue other strategic options. According to data from Bloomberg, Overstock.com's share price is currently around $32.85, down a little more than 10% over the course of Monday, but down almost 50% from March's high of around $63. As the crypto markets are continuing to be volatile, with Bitcoin's price even below $7,000 this month, the traditional stock market has also seen lows, with the worst five-day period since January 2016 ending last week on March 25th. Like, I find this extremely interesting because a lot of these companies were getting a free ride on the crypto space by having some type of connection. And it's interesting how this is playing out for them now. And what would also be interesting is when the market picks back up, which it will at some stage. And by the way, this is not financial advice. This is just our in-house view. Would these type of offerings, these companies that are publicly traded and kind of connected to the crypto space, see the reverse, see a huge upside again? So it'll be interesting to see what happens to Overstock.com. And it'll be interesting to keep up to date with what's going on there. E-commerce giant Alibaba blasts Alibaba coin in trademark lawsuit. This story is another level of entertaining. Let's jump in. Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba has filed suits against the founders of a cryptocurrency named Alibaba Coin, arguing that the project is infringing on its trademark. The company launched the legal fight on Monday, submitting a complaint through the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York. Alibaba said the defendants misappropriated their brand in effort to raise $3.5 million through an ICO. Lawyers for the e-commerce firm wrote, rather than build independent value in their brand and the products and services they offer, defendants have engaged in a willful and concerted campaign to cause the public to believe falsely that Alibaba is the source of the defendant's product and services, or that such products and services are endorsed or sponsored by or otherwise associated or affiliated with Alibaba. U.S. District Judge Kimber Woods subsequently issued a temporary restraining order to the Dubai-based Alibaba Coin Foundation. I mean, they even went as far as creating a foundation, which is pretty funny, requiring it to explain by April 11th why it should not be prevented from additional infractions, per a report from Reuters. Alibaba further claimed that several unidentified news outlets have falsely reported an affiliation between Alibaba and the Alibaba Coin Foundation in a March 26 press release. The foundation dispute the claim that the relationship with Alibaba, stating that the project's backers don't have any particular correlation, affiliate, agreement, partnership, nor any correlation, partnership, affiliate, agreement, or any contract whatsoever with Alibaba. I mean, they really cut it close there. I mean, the Alibaba Coin Foundation, it's pretty funny. I don't know how they didn't really... I mean, they must have known, right? There's no way that they did that without knowing. Anyway, let me know your thoughts. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
The top Twitter tweet today goes to Jimmy Song, and you can go follow him at Jimmy Song, and here is the tweet. Diversification is not a substitute for knowledge, courage, and conviction. The second tweet today goes to Dennis Parker, and you can go follow him a little bit at XENTAGZ. And here is the tweet. Bitcoin is now listed as the norm in the business section of any newspaper that you read. I love that because it's so true. Before, always avoided it. And now it's everywhere that you look on the papers. So great tweet. We salute you both. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
SBK's current global crypto view.
For the regular listeners out there, they would know that for a while I've been talking about, instead of investing in an ICO as a retail investor, why wouldn't you wait until after it started trading? Because with this current market and where it is at the minute, you know, all these ICOs that are coming out, and even if they are extremely well structured with a phenomenal team that can execute to the highest standard possible, there seems to kind of be a pattern of they're all trading down just due to the market sentiment at the minute with ICOs in general. So, quick point, why wouldn't you just wait till it starts trading as a retail trader? I think that's something that people, I think, you know, if you look a couple of months back, ICOs were like the big thing and everyone was queuing up in lines to get into that. And now kind of that has changed. And as a retail trader, I would definitely wait till the ICO starts trading with the current market conditions like they are till it starts trading, and then I'll get in, because it seems that most of these ICOs are trading downwards. Now, I'll give you an example. Xperty. Xperty was an ICO everyone tried to get in for because it had a really low hard cap. I believe it was $9 million. And everyone thought that due to the low hard cap that this thing would just trade, you know, it would be a 10x, right? It would be a 10x proposition. But it was priced at a dollar for the investors that didn't get discount within the ICO sale, which is interesting. I looked at it today. It's trading at 12 cents. And that's due to the market, A, of course, but it's also due to people getting it wrong. And I think people get it wrong a lot of the time, where they just assume that because the deal is a low hard cap that they're gonna make big profits, big gains. But I think the question is, who, once it starts trading, who's gonna buy it? Now, with the low hard cap, people think because it's a low hard cap, not a lot of people can get in, so everyone's gonna buy it when it starts trading. But we're not really seeing that anymore. So just kind of a tip to the retail trader out there, definitely have a look into ICOs that have been attractive, let's say, in the last couple of weeks, and look where the ICO price was, and look where they started trading at when they came out on exchanges. It may not have been a good exchange, granted. The liquidity may have been questionable, but look where it trades, and just have put that to mind when you're trying to get into ICOs, and that's if any listeners out there are currently doing that, which a lot of us are, so... That's a quick point that I thought I'd share with you guys. The second point is, you know, there are lots of cool ICOs out there. Don't get me wrong. We every day are embedded and spend a lot of time, energy in looking for ICOs. We definitely believe in the space. But just at the minute, with the way they're trading, it's definitely worth looking at the pattern I just mentioned. Altcoins, I believe, and I've seen a lot of different people out there talking, you know, they're kind of worried about where the market is. And I'm... At SVK Crypto, we're not worried whatsoever. We're in it for the long run. I think a correction is healthy. I'm glad it came through like this. And I'm looking forward to the bull run, of course. But I'm not worried in any bit. And we're not worried here at all because we've done our research. We believe in the projects that we have backed. We believe in the team. We believe they can execute. And, you know, this really separates, I guess, from the men from the boys, because we're not just... I meet so many people out there that just kind of chuck money at different altcoins because they believe it's going to have a quick rally, and not actually doing the work and putting the time in and doing the due diligence on where their money's going. And those guys always get burnt, and they always will get burnt because they're not careful and they don't look into it. And they just believe like there's a bubble and everything's going to go up. And so do the work, put in the work, do the research, look up the guys' LinkedIn, check out the project, see what other people are saying about it. By the way, Telegram is a killer app for this. Like, you can go onto Telegram and you can literally talk to anyone on Telegram about an ICO. So you go into a group, you see someone's quite knowledgeable, and there's so many free groups out there that you can join. And you just like mention the name of it, and people, you can hear people's feedback, see where their thoughts are, why they think what they do. And it's such a great app, and I really feel that people don't use it to its full potential. So that's interesting. That's something I just wanted to share with you. Also, we have an exciting event that we're going to be participating at. We're going to be flying over to Amsterdam on the 14th of April. We're looking forward to that. It's a two-day event, and it's over the course of the weekend. So the 14th would be the Saturday, and the lineup is ridiculous. I mean, we've got the Da, so Da Hong Fei is going to be there. We have Wayne Zhu, who's part of the Neo Global Capital. We have Ontology, Matthias Leach, who's going to be speaking. Matchup Box, we've got some of the team speaking. Moonlight, Alan Fong, SVK Crypto is a huge fan of Alan Fong. I met him out in San Francisco. Great guy. We have VDT.network. We've got Dean Van Dugten, who's a Dutch guy. He's going to be speaking for them. Alchemint, they're going to be presenting. I'm not sure who's speaking yet. Trinity, our man David Lee, who has been on the show. Big fan of Trinity and all they're doing for the space. And also a big, big shout out to our man Jeff, who's on our Telegram group. And the best way to join that is typing SVK space crypto. Join the group. We've got many dudes in there. Also, we've got Switchio, Ivan Poon, who's also been on the show. He's going to be presenting. Q-Link, we've got Dido Ma, and we have a few guest speakers that haven't yet been announced. And the best way to be part of this exciting project is to head to the website, which is www.neo.amsterdam. Check it out. Book your ticket. I believe it's like the early bird tickets for this. This is like $39 or €39, so it's relatively cheap. So definitely check that out, and yeah, hit us up if you're coming down. So just to confirm the dates, on the 14th of April, which will be a Saturday, the event will be happening. Got the speakers are going to be down. Now on the 15th, there's going to be a hackathon with a $10,000 in prizes. So if you're a techie and you're in Amsterdam, definitely come on down, meet myself and the rest of the SVK crypto team. Also, check out our YouTube channel, which is www.youtube.com/SVK crypto. Thank you so much for listening. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. Remember to email myself if you have any questions or queries. cstory@svkcrypto, cstory@svkcrypto.com. Have a great evening and thank you for listening.
Listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website www.svkcrypto.com.